Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from the outside broadcast studio, approaching Uranus at supercruise speed. This is Hutton Orbit Live, and I'm Rudolf Hucker. Winging it with me tonight in the emergency broadcast team, we have...
Mike Oxlong.
It certainly is. Now on with the show.
In tonight's headlines...
Alvin eyes truculent Dockers in BS expansion.
Galnet rebrand after attacks on the press.
Lave, Pixel Bandits and Hutton in conference, threesome first.
Psycho Cow goes missing.
Latest shipment of Hutton mugs finally arrives! First tonight, after 13 months of hard work, after numerous dents in the desk from the Major General, we are delighted to announce that the Hutton Truckers have arrived in Barnard Star. 13 months of keeping us out of too much trouble. 13 months of avoiding other factions expanding into the system. 13 months of teeth-gnashingly awful bad luck. From the very first day of the existence of the mug, Hutton has always watched the Barnard Star Dockers with interest. We've listened to their broadcasts, their fly-on-the-wall documentaries, and we've been concerned about their ability to smash mugs. Alvin has decided that this will not do. He has instructed Hutton commanders to head to Barnard Star to protect all mugs in the galaxy from the depredations of David Brubin. We must save the mugs from his dastardly temper. Hutton Truckers, this is our chance to become part of circular mug history. It began in Barnard Star. It has returned there with a fluffy golden vengeance.
There was outrage amongst the press this week as representatives of Galnet News came under attack for having a logo that, when looked at it from a certain angle, in the right light after a few Centauri megagins, may resemble a Thargoid scout. A number of members of the press were beaten, their hearts removed and eaten by rabid forum warriors in an insidious faction hitherto not formally represented in the galaxy but omnipresent, who claim that Galnet is in the pockets of the eight-sided alien menace. In order to avoid any suggestion that the Galnet has anything to do with Thargoids, other than reporting extensively on their activities, they have gone a little legless. They have switched to having seven instead of eight. They've lost one, as if that's going to fool anyone.
Last weekend saw Hutton's representatives in a galaxy-first live broadcast of a three-way. Yes, the teams banded together for the first multi-crew session from the Orange Sidewinder, parked in Seoul, somewhere near the Olympic Park in London. Between them, they dissected the day, relived the reveals, and pontificated the pronouncements from the event. Their conclusion? Something approaching a full crash squee. During the event, in aid of special effect, Commander Evenstar, no idea who he is, dedicated himself to carving mementos of the day for passing commanders, who delivered pots of gold, palladium, platinum, and performance enhancers to Commander Kinrain of the Good Ship Special Effect, and of course Alvin's aide-de-camp Snoz on behalf of the Hearing Dogs. Hutton's team, aided by over 50 commanders from the Orbital, made it their personal mission to spread the message for the mug to everyone. Occasional organisational problems ended up with an accidental, or the muff, for the gum, and a rather unfortunate shortened guff. Aided by Cecil's radioactive socks, we sowed chaos throughout the event, which for Hutton is situation normal.
Next up, we are concerned that Commander Psycho Cow and Dick Chafin, stalwarts of the radio show, have gone missing. Famous philatelist, flautist, philanthropist and piss artist Psycho Cow was last seen dressing up as a Thargoid and running round Hutton on his own sucking a toy barnacle and snarling at anyone that got too close before throwing a set of miniatures from an elite board game at anyone nearby and running away, leaving noxious fumes behind. We are concerned for his safety. We're concerned for everyone else's safety, and we would appreciate his safe return.
And finally, we are delighted to announce that the latest batch of real Hutton mugs has arrived. Yes, we have them here, well, on the Beluga. We have more Hutton mugs, repeat, more Hutton mugs. They are joined by an extra special Fort mug for the mug, and even a batch of Hutton Orbital Radio mugs. What the difference is between them, nobody knows, but this is an all truckers announcement. Get trucking, as these mugs will only be going to the greatest truckers.
That was the very brief news. This is Hutton, and coming up next, we explore this beluga and catch up with the various teams stuck on the party bus with nowhere else to go.